It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
We're going to the Gold Coast via Colac, but we might go the other way around. Let's go to the Gold Coast first.
Okay.
You can understand the people being concerned about COVID, obviously. Everyone's a little bit concerned. People are getting vaccinated. Wear your mask if you're in close quarters with someone. Yeah. Just follow the rules, whatever. Follow the rules.
And look, the proof's in the pudding, yeah?
Yeah.
We're living our lives here in Australia.
We really are.
We're very lucky. Mm. Very lucky. And I think everyone should be reminded of that fact.
Yeah. It's one of the times that it's paid off being an island nation that's very far away from
everywhere else. Yeah, exactly.
So it may surprise you to hear that, well, it won't surprise you to hear that there are people not on board with the vaccine.
Mm.
Anti-vaxxers. We have a pretty strong opinion about anti-vaxxers on the show.
Yeah. I think there's anti-vaxxers involved in this, but also this vaccine is a little bit different, I think, because it's kind of new as well. So I think people are kind of
skeptics.
A bit worried.
Yeah, skeptical.
They might not be anti-vaxxers, but there's just this bit in the middle where they're worried.
Mm. That's cool. All right, that's cool. How about this, though? On the Gold Coast, there's a hairdressing salon that's announced that it's not going to take bookings around COVID. So they're open.
Yeah.
But there's a condition for COVID.
Okay.
And it's not that you have to be vaccinated. In fact, it's that you have to not be vaccinated due to unknown health effects of the vaccine. The Kemia High Vibe Frequency Salon made the announcement in a Facebook post saying the decision was made for the health and safety of our staff and clients. The business owner, Yasmina, said in an Instagram video she'd been inundated with requests for new bookings after making the announcement. She said, when you're in your truth and you follow your heart, incredible things will unfold, except when you end up on some sort of kind of breathing apparatus.
Yeah. I don't understand. What are they? What's she scared? If someone has the vaccine, like I understand putting things in place so that people don't have COVID and you're not sitting in a chair in close proximity. Like, hey, do you have the sniffles? Don't come. You know what I mean? Like, that's all cool. I get that. What do they think's going to happen?
We are not your hairdresser if you have had the COVID vax. Business asked anyone who has had the vaccination to notify them before making a booking. The unknown health effects of the vaccine are not covered by our public liability insurance. Do they think they're going to go werewolf style, like just in the chair? The hair's going to start just shooting out. I can't cut the hair fast enough. Can't keep up. Don't rip my face off with your vaccine.
Yeah.
And just quickly, the Colac tie-in. There's another one in Colac that's decided she's going to not do jobs as well. If you're vaccinated, stop.
If you're vaccinated, no appointments. No.
It's in the experimental stage. We still don't know enough about the effects it'll have on us and whether the vaccinated will shed spike proteins.
What? You know what? People are shedding way worse things than spike proteins.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Right. Don't even worry about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever stood next to someone on a train and seen dandruff on their shirt? Like, oh my God. Worry about the dandruff hairdressers.
It's all right, Melinda. No one's coming to Colac to get their hair done anyway, mate.
Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
I really worry about the world a lot of the time.
I know
so you'd think that I would be, very aware of my surroundings at all times, which I am, but sometimes I get excited and I forget.
Okay. Well, that happens to the best of us.
It really does. And yesterday, because my birthday, which was in April, I got some vouchers to go and get pampered.
Ah, nice.
At some places, right? Yeah. And I booked one of those in yesterday. Beautiful, lovely, right? But I'm a little embarrassed because it was like a spa situation, right? So
is this going to be another one of these stories?
No.
Because you've already told a fart story to
me. It's got nothing to do with that.
Okay.
Don't play those. You know I can't go on.
None of this?
No.
Okay.
Stop it.
Just checking.
Okay. So
I didn't mean that one. That one just snuck out.
Stop it.
Sorry.
So Basically, you know, when you go to one of these places,
yeah.
it's all about the ambiance.
Oh, the vibe, yeah.
It's all about the vibe,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
So there's, you know, there's water flowing yeah. and there's incense burning mm-hmm. and there's pan flute playing. And
bit of this. You said the magic words. Pan flute.
Okay.
I don't know how I found Titanic version of pan flute, but here we are.
I don't know if they were playing the Titanic version. But basically... doesn't say relaxation. I don't know what does. But anyway, so you walk into the place.
Yeah.
And normally you walk in and everyone that works at a spa is very like high heat.
And chill. Like really.
Very chill.
Very restrained.
Very restrained, right?
Like speaking out, it's like, yeah, they're pulling their punches with the way they talk.
Like, I don't feel I could ever have that job because, you know, they're like, hi, Tom, hi. Morning.
Great to see you.
Great to see you. Yeah, you're getting the 45-minute, you know, relaxation Titanic pan flute remix
yeah.
massage.
Enema.
and, right, and you're like, yeah cool. Yeah. Well, this is how I walked into the spa yesterday, right?
Yeah, yeah. Do you need me to stop the music?
No, 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 keep the music going. Why don't you be the receptionist?
Okay. Hi there. Help you.
Hi, my name's Lauren. I'm here for the back wax.
Okay.
Like my volume.
What's your surname? Yeah. Okay.
I've gone in way too hard.
Because you've got you're using your outside voice inside, and that happens to you sometimes. I know.
It was I actually the woman that was behind the desk actually did that. You know when you get a loud noise
yeah,
and your eyes kind of go like that.
Blink,
she kind of
yeah.
blinked like whatever,
startled,
and I didn't
yeah.
realize. And then because I was up here, I did get a back wax. I had a massage, but I was like. Hi, hey, how's your day been? Yeah, I'm good. I'm here. I've got this voucher. Great. And then I realised what was happening.
Why
I'm talking at this level.
Yeah, yeah.
So then I had to kind of ease it back down.
Yeah. Get on the pan flute plane.
And just
that's what you should have done. You should have listened to pan flute on your way to.
That's the problem.
You would have floated from the car in.
My Titanic pan flute album.
Yeah.
Yes. Why didn't I?
Yeah.
Let me paint you.
So have they asked you never to come back?
Yeah.
Or...
Miss the show? Here are the best bits of Tom and Logan.
Tom and Logan.
On K-Rock.
It's time for lyrical headlines. Headlines, headlines that are lyrical. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. Welcome from the newsroom.
Hi, how you doing?
Really
good,
good thanks.
How are you?
Yeah, pumped.
Yeah.
Pumped.
Yeah. Nice.
Got your skates on this morning?
Yeah. I think it's going to be a good round.
Oh.
Is there a theme?
No, it's very much a mixed bag today.
Is it songs about people who almost missed their segment?
You are just so good.
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Remaining calm.
You're right.
Well done, you.
You did make it on time, mate. That's the main thing. Okay, lyrical headlines. If you've never heard us play it, it works like this. Adam reads the lyrics to songs as if they are news bulletins, like he does in his day job so wonderfully.
We need
to establish not only the artist but the song title as well. If we get it half wrong or completely wrong, the other person gets a free run at it with some more lyrics as well. Our names are our buzzers. Tom!
Loggy!
I think we're ready to play. Do you feel ready to play,
lots
guys?
Of energy.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, she is.
We're up and about.
She's like a loggy in a day spa at the moment. This morning, she's just
I don't
come
know if
in.
You...
she's come in at 11.
Yeah.
And we need her at maybe a 4.
You
classic.
Would hate me at a 4 full time. You'd be both so sad. I bring light sparkles to your lives.
Okay. Whatever you say, mate. just
goodness,
avoid you
mate.
Going to a 14. Here we go. Question number one.
Hey, it's Adam with the latest K-Rock update. I remember when rock was young.
So Loggy!
I heard Tom first.
Oh, that!
As Elton John Crocodile Rock.
Yeah, it is. Well done.
Adam, you heard me first. So that's okay.
Oh, nobody heard you first, mate. You heard you first. Okay. Good. That's 1 point to me. I'll take
strong
that.
Strong start.
Thanks, mate. Question number two.
Hey, it's Adam with the latest K-Rock update. I want to be the very best, like no one ever was. To catch them is my real test.
Lucky! Oh, okay. It is the Pokemon theme song, Adam.
It is. It is. Can you? Do you know the artist though? I knew this one would get everyone.
The artist?
Yeah, just have a crack.
Oh, no, I don't need to know the artist for that.
Well,
it's a theme song. There's different rules for theme songs.
Did you hear how I explained the game at the start? Do you want me, I'll go back into it.
Do you know who it is?
No, I got no idea, but I didn't buzz in.
So then I win by default. Who is it?
Yeah. Well, his name's Jason Page. I knew you'd struggle, but I knew you'd know this song.
Yes! It's you and me. Because me and you are like...
June.
That's us. You're Ash.
Yeah, I'm Ash.
And I'm Pikachu.
You're Pikachu. Woo! That is our dynamic.
Lightning.
Yeah. It's a good description.
Oh, cool. So do I get that?
And then I put you back in a little ball and carry you around in my pockets. Okay.
Stinks in here.
Does she? Yeah, I get you.
No, we'll pay it just because it's a tough
one.
It's a very tough one.
Thanks, Adam. Appreciate you.
Yeah. All right, then. One far off. Out. This game's going to the dogs. Here we go.
It's Adam with the latest K-Rock update. I may run and hide when you're screaming my name. All right, but let me tell you now, there are prices to fame. All right, all of our time spent in flashes of light. All you people, can't you see how your love...
Loggy! That makes me larger than life, and it's the Backstreet Boys.
Yes! She's got it! She's got it!
Hey! Woo! Oh, Tommy's so happy.
Nailed
you can just tell by that smile.
You didn't even need to say Backstreet Boys because apparently that's the new rule to the game that you can just get the name of the song. And
you know what, Adam? Don't worry about him. He gets angry when the when
whoever loses is always a bit of a sore one.
I know. So sore. God, that felt so good today.
Really?
Thank you.
Did it?
Yeah.
Tasted awful. So bad.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Okay, I've got a little situation. And I just need to run it past you, help me make a decision as to what I'm going to do.
Yes.
Phone's on silent in the studio. Thanks, team.
Sorry.
So, you wouldn't be familiar because you own a red heeler, but you're not across Bluey and Bingo.
No, I know. Mm. And I should be.
Okay.
I hear they're great.
Parents out there will know what I'm talking about. Mm. Bob Bilby is features in one episode of Bluey.
Is he a Bilby?
He is, but he's a hand puppet. He's a hand puppet called Bob Bilby that Bingo brings home from kindergarten.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the deal with Bob Bilby is that throughout the year, each child from kindergarten takes him home for a weekend, take some photos of them doing stuff with Bob Bilby,
yeah,
and then brings him back after the weekend and the photos, and then they put it in a book, and it's like,
cute. Look at
this fun stuff that they've done each weekend, and then, you know, they flick through the book and each child has their photos in there.
I like that idea.
Indy's Daycare does a similar thing, but they have a camera.
Yeah.
Right, and so they let the kids do the photography. It's a little digital camera. It's a cute little thing, pink, and it's got a little rubber casing on the outside that makes it look like a cat or something.
Yeah.
Little wrist hand, like a little wrist kind of string thing as well. So great. And that's been in existence for, I don't know, a month, maybe 6 weeks. And it's been passed around each week from child to child. And yesterday, it was Indy's turn.
Oh, beaut.
Finally, Indy's turn. We've heard about it through the app. We knew it was coming. Finally, it's our turn as a family this weekend. Indy, very excited.
Yeah.
Learning how to take photos, doing the whole, like, it's a digital camera, but still holding it right up to her face to take the photo. And just smooshing her eye on the
screen. I love that kids still do that because where would she, that's like so old school, right? It's like, where do you see that?
Yeah. And also trying to take photos but pointing the camera the wrong direction. So lots of really close, close-up selfies of just her cute little face, right?
Yeah.
So great. So she brought it home once she finished school about 4 o'clock yesterday, daycare, and we needed some ham. So I was like, okay, let's go for a walk up the road.
Mm.
No worries. You can bring your camera. Yeah, you might take some photos. All the way there, taking photos of Ruby on her leash because I'm carrying Indy, not supposed to be with me back, but I'm carrying her because she won't walk sometimes. And she's snapping away and getting some pretty decent photos of our dog, which is just a black hairy smoosh anyway.
Yeah,
on the end of a leash. And you know, taking some photos of, I believe her, when they sent her home with the camera, she's like, I'm going to take photos of rocks and some seeds.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, so she got some photos.
She's
of
an
some
earth
rocks.
Child.
Yeah, so just some pebbles and that type of business. Great, all going well. We go and we get the ham from the local supermarket. Mm-hmm. We're walking back, right, and I'm carrying her again and she drops the camera. Right, and it hits the ground, but it's got the case on. Yeah. We pick it up and we keep moving. We get home and she gives it to me because she's distracted off. She goes to do something else and I look at the camera and the screen inside, it has kind of come away from the back of the camera and is like now floating kind of loose inside the camera.
Oh, I know.
Now you see why I don't want anybody to hear this.
Yes. Right?
Particularly the girls at daycare because I know they listen. Shout out if you're listening already. I'm sorry. So six families have had it. First day, first afternoon, first hour that we've had it, Indy's dropped it and the camera's come away. It all still works. So here's me being dad of the year. Here's what I do.
Okay.
I attempt to dismantle it.
No, you didn't.
I got like these little screwdriver things and tried to open it.
Oh, that's not your strong point.
No, it's not. It's totally not. And in the process of trying to because the camera, the screen's still working, it's just like kind of come away a bit. In the process of trying to open it so that I could reattach the screen, I've hit something inside and now the screen doesn't work. Still takes,
Tom!
The camera still works, still takes photos, but you just can't see it on the little screen.
So you've broken it?
We've broken the camera. So within the first
Are you going to blame that on her?
No.
Okay, you're going to tell them that you went in there with a screwdriver?
I was going to say, she dropped it, I tried to fix it, and in the process, we completely stuffed it.
Yeah.
Here's my question. What do I do? Do I go ahead and just order something off Amazon?
Yeah.
Because I can't find the same one. Do I tell them first and say, where did you get that so I can get another one?
Yeah.
Or do I just feign ignorance? Because it still takes photos.
Yeah.
You just can't see it. Just take photos all weekend and hand the camera back and just not say anything.
I think that you should do the secret 2.5, the B plus that you didn't put in there, where it's like you go there and you say, oh, would you like us to buy a new one? With the full intention of you knowing that you don't want to buy a new one.
Yeah, yeah, and have them go, oh, no,
oh,
don't
no, no,
worry
no. And you're like,
it.
Nah,
yeah.
for, no, okay. come on, yeah, okay. I'll do it, I'll
Good
do
call.
It.
Good call. All right, I'll let you know how that works out.
K-Rock.